Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Good morning, Houston. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We are a gardening show that's solely devoted to helping you be a better gardener. And we do. You may be wondering, how do you help me be a better gardener, Danny? And, you know, potential person that's going to be on in a second. We give advice. We answer questions. We kind of like maybe put things in front of you that you maybe aren't thinking about. That's one of the cool things I love is we have creative people. We have knowledge specialists that we've kind of gathered from all over the city. A dream team, if you will. If you can remember back to, the Olympics when, you know, Michael Jordan and Hakeem were playing together. Hakeem wasn't on that team. Barkley. We're playing together. Well, I'll just, you know, Sherry Harris here with me.
Good morning.
Yeah, so Sherry, we're doing this new thing. So Sherry's going to be with us the whole 2 hours.
Yes.
So, you know, it's just kind of a summer experiment so people don't have to kind of, you know, be here as often but still be here some. So, we, you know, Sherry's our first guinea pig.
It should be fun.
It should be. It will be fun. We'll have a blast. I was just telling the nice people about how we've gathered these this superhero dream team of knowledge specialists.
Yeah.
You heard me. You were right next to me.
Absolutely.
So I'm going to let you know where they're all from right now. So Sherry is from Plants for All Seasons. Really cool spot right off 249. I guess right on 240. Not the freeway, but you know
the
you guys, you know what I mean. Just past Louetta. So very easy stop. Exit Louetta. Go past. Boom, you're right there to the right. Great parking, too. You guys got great parking.
Yeah.
The other kind of five super locations, Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights, Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens in Katy. I already said Plants for All Seasons.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great place. We'll talk about it more. Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Garden. This is like a sibling group of, you know, garden centers. So really cool spot. Both kind of bookending Richmond, so Cinco Ranch-ish and then south of Sugarland-ish. So two great places, Enchanted Forest, Enchanted Gardens, Warren Southern Gardens up in Kingwood, and the Arbor Gate in Tomball. So really we've kind of covered the area and, you know, sourced from all over the place to get these great knowledge specialists. So we have a live radio show. Here it is, 7:02. That proves it. I guess I could have recorded 7:02. Now it's still 7:02. Who would do that, right? on June 8th. And one way we love connecting with you is by you calling us directly, 713-572-4610. All right, that's Home Show Garden Pros. That's the spiel. That's who we are. Sherry's here, you know?
I am here. We are ready to answer your questions.
That's right. We're ready to answer your questions. And we're also going to be kind of asking you some questions. We'll be talking about stuff. One thing that we're really proud about the show is we really cover a lot of content, really content-focused, content-driven. I guess the big news is that it's summer.
Yes.
So all the snowmen have melted.
It happened fast, didn't it?
It did happen fast, but I guess it's also going to slow down because this weekend's going to be like a billion.
Yes.
And then next week's going to be cool again.
I know, a cool front in June.
I'm definitely not complaining about it.
Crazier things have happened.
Very excited.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll be literally outside all week next week. So it's like, yay.
Awesome. Yeah, you. I leave to go out of town when we have a cool front.
Oh, where are you going?
Ohio.
You know, that's the only state that's high in the middle and round on both sides.
You're so smart.
Thank you. Okay, well, what is happening up at what's happening at Plants for All Seasons these days?
Plants for All Seasons. Okay, so it is absolutely beautiful right now. Like the bougainvillea that we brought in are just stunning.
Oh, man. That's
so
wonderful.
So nice. I mean, we're still loaded with color. And usually once we get this hot,
starts fading away.
But it is still beautiful. You know, herbs, veggies still in, hanging baskets.
Mm.
Still lots going on.
That's awesome. You guys, it's really come when I think of bougainvillea, I think of you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure people are using it enough.
They don't use it because I think they're scared of it.
Yeah, me too.
They failed with it so many times.
Right. So I think I want to explore. That's not in our list of game show topics.
Sure.
But I want to explore it because this is a beautiful hot weather plant that's resilient, that can really grow in tiny little spots.
And hummingbirds love it.
Hummingbirds love it. And man, talk about color.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yes, absolutely.
Sorry if that was too loud, folks. Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Sherry is here with us for 2 hours, and we are celebrating. Woo-woo. So give us a call, 713-572-4610.
You're shopping for groceries when you remember you need organic soil for your plants and garden. Since you're at HEB, pick up New Earth's top shelf organic products in either the new grab-and-go 8-quart bags or the 1-cubic-foot bags. Top Shelf Organics are approved by the Organic Materials Review Institute, the healthy choice for your garden, flowers, trees, and yard. New Earth Top Shelf Organic products at non-organic prices. TopShelfOrganic.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city. Southwest Fertilizer, quality lawn and garden supplies since 1955.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
More with the Home Show Garden Pros and answering your questions in just a bit. But first, this is Mary with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out here in Katy, Texas. We've got wonderful plants, fountains, anything you would like to put into your yard to brighten it up. In from Vietnam, we have the wonderful glazed pottery. These pots are glazed at a high temperature, which makes them perfect for fountains and planters in the Gulf Coast area. No need to worry about any freezes. These guys will not crack on you. Looking for garden art? We've got you covered. We have the most amazing, beautiful spinners and stakes to put out into your garden to add that extra little pop of color and whimsy. Gardening is a great thing to do. Getting your hands out there into the soil, connecting with nature again. And don't worry, if you don't know how to garden, come out to Nelson. We will help you. You can do it. And don't forget to bring the kids out. We've got our wonderful pond in the back with our fish feeder that you just throw 25 cents into, and you can feed the fish all day long. These guys are so tame, you can even pet them. You can find us at NelsonWaterGardens.com and on Facebook. All right. Hey, let's get back to the Home Show Garden Pros and answering all your gardening questions.
Thanks, Mary. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. Don't wait. Give us a call. I'm sitting here with Danny, ready to answer your questions. 713-572-4610.
That is right. We're going to preemptively answer some of your questions.
Yes.
You think people are scared of bougainvillea because I guess it's the thorns, one.
The thorns and that they cycle bloom. People think when the flowers are done.
Oh, sure.
That it's done and they killed it. That and I don't know. I think that there's a lot of false information about them, about how to get them to rebloom. You got to beat them and,
right.
And be ugly to them. And I don't.
It's never the answer.
No, never. Violence is never the answer.
I think a lot of people are like, what do I do with it? Because it's like a half shrub, half vine. I know it's technically a vine.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's kind of, you know, both. It looks shrubby, but it does send up runners.
Sure.
And so, you know, people, do I need a trellis? Does it need to hang?
Right. So to know the habit of it. So
yeah.
I guess it's classified as a vine because it does get that long, crazy growth on it.
Right, right.
But it blooms on new growth. So if you want to keep it contained and a small, just between blooms, you can give it a haircut.
Gotcha.
And kind of keep it more bushy.
Nice.
Or let it.
Military style.
Yeah. Or just let it grow.
Right,
and
right.
And be a vine.
I just know that they're gorgeous and they should be in more people's homes.
Yeah.
Because the color is so bright and so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
713-572-4610. Sherry and I are going to cover a couple of topics today. Mm-hmm. Really, she gave me some great ideas. But we do want to touch on watering.
Mm-hmm.
And we know, you know, I know we talk about watering a lot, but it's kind of a big deal.
Right. Like I said, it's not an exact science.
Right,
you know,
right.
People are like, how often should I water? Well, that's different in every single yard I go into.
Right.
And in my yard, it's different. So
yeah, you should water as often as the plant needs it.
Yes. So people need to learn how to how their plants are communicating with them on water needs. And not all your lawn may need more water than your, you know, bougainvillea or whatever you have planted.
Sure.
And so you just need to learn the signs and
So that's great. What are some signs in the lawn of needing water?
So drought stress in a lawn looks different. You know, you don't see wilted leaves, right? You
sure.
see the leaf, depending on the lawn.
Right.
But you can kind of see a color change in the in the grass in when it starts to dry out, usually by the curb or the sidewalk, where the blades just fold in half, if it's St. Augustine
gotcha.
In particular.
So St. Augustine will kind of begin to cup a little bit to folding. I've seen that.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen that. And that's when I water my St. Augustine.
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
Which I've been seeing a lot of that driving through Houston neighborhoods.
Yeah.
I've been seeing a lot of drought stress. Now we got rain, so that fixed it.
Yeah. And that happens often. But to me, man, if you waited till you saw that sign to water St. Augustine, your roots would wind up being quite a bit deeper.
Yes.
You'd have a much more resilient lawn.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
A lot of plants, you know, people think like yellow leaves or any stress is a sign of drought stress, but that's not true.
No, and that's a good way to kill something, right? Like, for instance, gardenias.
Okay, yeah. Oh, man.
When they're setting heavy bud and putting on new growth, you'll get a bunch of yellow leaves. Mm. And the number one killer of the gardenia is too much water because they get that yellow leaf and people get into a reactive mode and they put the water to it.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Makes a lot of sense. I mean, it's one of the things we know to do with our plants to help them thrive, right, is sunlight, water, and food.
Right.
And it's, you know,
well,
that's
most
the easy
people,
one.
Yeah, it's easy. I can just grab the hose, put some water
but that,
on it.
But that really does, like, you know, a lot of times we think of the bulletproof plants as plants you don't have to water.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it's like plants that require some water, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, there's like a kind of person that kills rosemary on a regular basis.
Yes.
And they're generally overwatering.
Yes, rosemary and lavender. Mm-hmm.
So if you're one of those people, that's okay. You know, you're a lover. You know, right? You need tropical plants. You need like well-draining soil. You need to like find a plant that suits your love and not, you know, some plant that wants you to ignore it.
Yes, or have a lot of pots.
Yeah.
Where you can't. It's really hard to overwater, right?
Right, that's right. Yeah, give yourself lots of options. That's great. Okay. So just touching on that, also a really important thing to do right now is test your sprinkler system.
Right.
Yeah, just, you know, kind of make sure it's
not watering the street.
Right, or missing a huge area or one head's broken. If you've been doing that, great job. If you've been really kind of paying attention to the weather and not watering your lawn, it's a really great thing to just check that as soon as you can.
Right.
A lot of times we trust that system,
mm-hmm.
But we don't have eyes on it, you know.
Yeah.
So just check it. That's all.
Yeah, that's the – it's funny because customers will come in and it's obviously a water problem. And I'll say, how often are you watering? And they'll say, I have a sprinkler system.
Right.
Right. But how often is it watering? So use the sprinkler system as a helper.
Yeah, you're in charge.
You're in charge of the sprinkler system, right?
The robots. Don't let the robots take over.
Yes.
That's all it is. You're relying on a robot. You're like living in a sci-fi movie.
Yeah. Be in control.
Yeah.
And I'm a control freak, so I want to be in control.
No. you're a knowledgeable expert, so you want to be able to manage things well.
There we go.
Yeah. Come on. Okay, this is a special Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We got Sherry here for 2 hours. We're talking gardening. So we want to hear from you too. 713-572-4610. Just to tease what we'll be touching on, we're going to talk through pest problems, but also pest solutions.
Yes.
Insects, especially. Veggie gardens, you know, what to expect, what to look for, what to do now. All that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, there's a myth out there that you can't plant in summer.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it is a myth and needs to be busted.
Absolutely.
So we're going to work on that without infringing on any trademarks from famous TV shows. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. Look forward to hearing from you after this quick break.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family owned, family run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you Find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
We are back. This is Home Show Garden Pros. Want to talk a little bit about one of our favorite companies, one of our favorite groups of people, and that's Nature's Way Resources. If you haven't heard of Nature's Way Resources, I've got really good news for you. You have now discovered one of the best composters, one of the best soil makers in the nation. So they do an incredible job of crafting a series of soils using their incredible leaf mold compost. And their compost is really kind of scores as high as any other compost in the land, and it's for sale in Houston. And I would say this level of compost in LA, where there's compost short, would be probably $300 a yard, something like that. But you can get it for a lot less than that. And when it comes to like healthy trees, healthy lawns, healthy plants in your beds, be it veggies or flowers, great soil is the way to start. And if you're building a new bed, starting with great soil is going to be a great way for you to have long-lasting success. If you're struggling with some beds, adding some Nature's Way compost will be a great way to kind of kickstart the health of that space. So this is my favorite compost for top dressing, for treating sick trees, even for overcoming some disease problems. So Nature's Way Resources, soils and mulches and compost in your garden, lawn, and landscaping can make a huge difference. And great news, it's totally safe for kids and pets, as well as being very nutritious for your plants, trees, and grass. Nature's Way Resources up north of the Woodlands, just off 45, also has a great selection of native plants, and they are participating in this low water use 50% rebate bill for residents of the Woodlands. So you can actually save quite a bit of money on your water bill by using some of these beautiful drought-tolerant native plants. And so to learn more about their awesome soil selection, read their incredible blog, check out this list of amazing plants that can help you save money on your water, visit naturesway resources.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. This is Sherry sitting next to Danny.
Hey.
We're here ready to answer your questions. So if you have grass, tomato, flower questions, whatever it be, give us a call, 713-572-4610.
Tomatoes. Sherry and I were just talking about our Juliets this year.
Yes.
And just how many you get.
I can't even begin to explain how many. I mean, there's probably 2,000 still on my on my plant.
That's awesome.
And I just thought, okay, once the next round ripens, I'm about to go on vacation. I typically take my tomatoes out.
Sure.
I can't do it because there's so many on there. I'm going to come home to a mess. But
and with that cool weather next week, yeah. I was really surprised. I had always heard that they're extremely prolific, and so mm-hmm. I kind of avoided them because usually prolific, very prolific tomatoes are tiny.
Yeah.
Or small at least. Right. But they're not small.
They're like a shaped like a small Roma.
They're definitely like usable for slicing.
Yes.
But they're two biters, you know.
Yeah.
So you got to watch out for that explosion.
Right.
Of delicious tomato juice in your face. But man, I was just so impressed with them.
Yeah. Yeah. I do that one every year because, you know, the little cherubs that you buy at the grocery store.
Right.
I put those in my husband's salad every day, so I don't have to do that for a few months at least.
Yeah, that's great because you have
save at the grocery store
thousands of tomatoes.
Thousands,
off your Juliet.
Yes.
Are you growing any other varieties?
Yes. So I've been impressed with. There's one called Camaro. It was new to me this year. Have you heard of that one?
I have. I haven't tried it, but I've heard of it. Yeah.
Perfect softball size.
Mm, wow.
Tomatoes, like perfectly round, beautiful, nice color. I always do Beefmaster.
Okay.
Yeah, I just nice, like big. I love those. I tried Bradley this year, which is a pink.
Okay.
But it's really not. It's orange.
Oh, interesting.
But super yummy.
Yeah, that's yeah. great.
And then one called Jolly, and it is the itty bitty teeniest little tomato.
Right.
But it tastes good.
Yeah. I've tried Matt's wild tomato.
Yeah,
it's very sweet in that
it's
size.
It's like that, but smaller.
Oh, gosh.
Which I didn't think anything could be smaller.
I mean, that's hard to pick.
It's yeah, like, it is.
You like want to get a big bowl and just shake the plant.
But it's really great because the mockingbirds would prefer that over
nice.
Big tomatoes. And that, maybe that's why I haven't gotten any birds on
maybe,
my tomatoes.
Maybe, because kind of
they're
got
just
that
grabbing
supply.
The jolly and going.
Yeah. I know birds love drinking tomatoes.
Yeah.
And, you know, making sure you keep your water
fresh and
either some sort of fountain or a bird bath or something like that near tomatoes is always a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's a great concept, a great strategy. That distraction plant.
You know? It's easy; they can grab and go, right?
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm doing sunburst for the first time.
Yeah,
which is a little orange sweet tomato, and it's fine. I liked your tomatoes. I like the production, but I picking a bunch of tiny tomatoes.
Yeah,
I'm like, okay, all right.
You know, too tiny.
Yeah, but then I have Arkansas Traveler, which is an heirloom that I've done for years. It's for you, Beefmaster. For me, it's that.
Okay,
one. Okay. I just love it. I love the flavor. I love the size. It's more like a baseball, smaller a little bit than a softball. I mean, the huge ones are so cool.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this size, though, I'll always have one for dinner.
Okay.
Or snack or, you know, breakfast or whichever I want.
Yeah. Well, nothing better than fresh tomatoes, right?
That's absolutely true. 713-572-4610. What's your tomato yield been like? What are you seeing in your garden? You got any problems in there? How's your yield going? Any unique things maybe this year that you haven't seen before? It's summertime. The great thing about Houston is we can garden
year-round.
12 months, but it's different. Like, if you're not from this area, this is one of those seasons that's going to be different than wherever you're from.
Right. We have a lot of transplants from other places.
Absolutely.
That are used to gardening in the summer.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you plant it in the summer and it's done at the end of summer for fall, right?
Right. Our April and May are there.
Yeah.
Kind of summer where they're from.
Yes.
And so ours is going to be long and some things are going to happen.
Right.
So we're going to explore that.
Okay. Right now?
Right now, yeah. What to expect in your garden this summer. That's what we're kind of talking about.
Okay. So let's say for tomatoes, this is the biggest thing that people have a hard time with. You have to start your tomatoes so early here because we get hot and our nighttime temperatures get above that 74 to 76 degrees.
Right.
So it's not daytime temperatures that affect them so much.
Because they'll be beautiful
even
in the summer. Huge plants.
Right. It's the nighttime temperatures. So once our nighttime temperatures come up, it doesn't matter how many flowers or how beautiful your plant looks, they'll just stop setting.
You won't have any more tomatoes.
Yes. And that's typically why, you know, before we go on our July vacation, I'll take all my tomatoes out because our temperatures go up above that 76 degrees. You know, we're seeing some 80 degree nights, but next week we have three low 70 degree days. So this is kind of the little dance we do. This time of year, I have beautiful tomatoes, and we have some cooler nights.
So
I'll have some fruit set.
You hold off one more week on removing them.
Yeah.
It is, though, good to be proactive in this.
Mm-hmm.
Because at some point, your tomatoes, once the last one's ripened, no more will come on. And, right, they could create some disease problems in their spaces by leaving these tomatoes to try to be like, oh, I'm going to try to get a fall crop.
Right. No, I always take them out and start new. For one, your plants just get tired. And
yeah,
I know, you know, we'll have people listening right now going, no, I do it every year. I keep, you know, I know it can be done. But I think for the health of the garden and the health of the plant and getting fruit out in the fall.
Right.
Start fresh plants in July, August timeframe. You know, the last week of July is when I typically put in my fall crop of tomatoes. Do you do a fall crop?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, August 1st is my date, but
earlier
is better because, again, the earlier you start fruiting,
the
more you get in the fall. So
yeah. So the name of the game for the fall crop is get it in early when it's hot.
Right.
So it's grown and blooming when our nighttime temperatures start coming down again.
That's awesome. So if you're if you grow from seeds.
Yes.
When do you start doing that?
You should have started.
Okay.
So that you can transplant them.
Right.
Where are we right now? I don't even know what our date is.
The 8th.
So, yes, you have time to get your seeds in right now.
Yeah.
Start them and transplant them in the garden August 1st, the end of July, whenever you do it, or go to the nursery and buy transplants. That's when the nurseries typically start bringing them in.
I think it's emotionally difficult for some folks because they're taken out. We're telling them to take out tomatoes that they've only had in the ground for 2 months.
Right.
And they haven't got a lot of tomatoes yet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I mean, that could have just been they started late, right?
Right. Which, if you look at a lot of the books, you always want to look to see where your gardening book is located.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because I saw a beautiful one. A friend showed me great pictures. It was from the UK.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of gardening information that just does not apply here.
Yes, exactly.
Even North Texas.
Yeah.
It doesn't apply here.
Right. So April 1st is kind of widely known across the nation as the day to plant tomatoes.
Right.
But wow, that's too late.
Way too late for us.
Right.
I mean, you still get some. But not like what we're talking about with 2,000 tomatoes on a Juliet, right?
Right. So in 2 weeks, take your tomatoes out, set a reminder to plant them February 1st.
August 1st?
No.
Oh, for next year.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And then for next year. That way you won't have the same tragedy again.
Yes.
But go ahead, set that reminder also for August 1st.
Yes.
That's great. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We want to hear what's on your mind. 713-572-4610. I'm Danny Milliken here with Sherry Hara, and we will be right back.
Get growing at Warren Southern Gardens. Whether you're a garden newbie or ninja, Warren's helps you succeed without ever making you feel stupid. From seed and soil to plants and products, Dean and Bernice and the whole crew at Warren's gets you growing because their roots run deep. Come wander Warren's Pathways, where it's always safe to set your inner gardener free. Warren Southern Gardens, 1675 North Park Drive, Kingwood. Online at warrensoutherngardens.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Plants for all seasons in Northwest Houston. Come and get your green on.
Warren Southern Gardens will get you growing because our roots run deep.
Enchanted Forest and Enchanted Gardens, where beauty and tranquility are waiting.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. We want to hear from you. We were talking about tomatoes and... You know, anytime we're talking about anything like that that's highly extracted from the soil that needs a boost whenever you plant them or to keep them going, it's a great time to talk about MicroLife. MicroLife is the fertilizer that I love the most. Sherry likes it too. She uses
Absolutely.
It pretty often.
Yes.
And it can really protect your plants in the summertime. It can help them develop their root system, grow that kind of protective biology around the roots that will make sure the plant is resilient. Give it a chance to recover at nighttime from those brutal summer days. And you want to start using it now. So using things like Humates Plus is a great thing to do right now to really build up that soil. The green bag, MicroLife 624, is a really wonderful vegetable fertilizer. It qualifies as slow release, but really it's soil food. And you know, it's been shown that the best way to improve the taste of your vegetables is by improving your soil. And traditional fertilizer won't do that. Only things like MicroLife can do that. Also, they have a really cool thing called Hybrid that's really, really wonderful for your lawns. It's a slow release, a little different nitrogen fertilizer, but it uses Nutrilene, which is covalently bonded, so it won't actually damage the population of your microbes in the soil, so you still get that beneficial root thing going on while you're really fertilizing your soil and getting it greener and growing real fast. So really cool stuff. They're doing a great job. It's all made here locally, and they're passionate about human health, about the environment, about plant health, a lot of cool stuff going on. So MicroLife, making yards kid-friendly since 1988. So look for MicroLife at your favorite garden center. Almost all of our co-op members sell it proudly. Check them out online. They got a huge selection of products that can help you big time. So visit MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
This is Sherry at Home Show Garden Pros, and we're here to answer all your gardening questions. Give us a call, 713-572-4610. Can I add a little bit
of
to
course.
The MicroLife?
I don't know if Mike's going to want you. No, of course you can.
So, you know, at our nursery, we're science geeks, right? We love to do experiments. And so we've been doing different soil trials. And we finished one soil trial, and we had five different soils that we tried. And four of them weren't looking so hot. One of them's looking great. So then we decided to convert our soil trial because four of the plants look terrible.
But that's a great chance
to try to see which fertilizers can save these babies, right?
Right.
And the MicroLife 846 completely has won. Like, it is unbelievable. I don't know if you got to see it when you came out.
I think I did. I think I did. We weren't sure which one was which because I was like real quickly talking with the sister about it. So
yeah.
But man, definitely saw that soil trial. That was wild.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome to see a side by side, right?
What's that, like Chunky Monkey? What's it called?
Coco Loco.
Coco Loco. Chunky Monkey's the ice cream. That's right. My bad. Yeah, that's the ice cream. That was really remarkable to see.
Yeah. So if your plants are struggling, I bet they're hungry.
Yeah.
You know, the plants in the four soils that weren't looking so hot looked a little deficient, right? Yellow. They didn't have very many leaves. They started getting fungus because they weren't healthy. Their immunities were down. We put that MicroLife on there. Boom. It's like everything got better, right?
That's incredible.
Side branching, flowers, they're starting to fruit. Yeah.
That's such good news.
Yeah.
713-572-4610. This is a quality of expert that you get to talk to here. So she's actually got her hands in the soil. She's doing really, really great. We're here talking gardening, talking veggies. We're going to keep that going. 713-572-4610. We'd love to hear from you. So give us a call when you get a chance, and we'll answer your gardening question. Woody, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question?
Hello, yes, good morning. Concerning tomatoes, I keep hearing a lot about the Epsom salts. How good is the use of Epsom salts? And if you do recommend it highly, how much do you use and how often do you apply it?
Okay, so this is my take on Epsom salts. Magnesium sulfate is what Epsom salt is, right?
Okay.
All of your good vegetable fertilizers will have enough magnesium in it to support chlorophyll production and fruit production. So I don't put extra magnesium or magnesium sulfate or Epsom salt on my plants. I just fertilize them with a complete vegetable fertilizer. It has just the right amount. So, there's a fine line between too much and not enough. And you start putting too much down, you can actually have adverse effects.
Yeah, you form a blockade almost.
Yeah. So I would just stick with a good, like, MicroLife or just a tomato and vegetable food, a good organic slow-release food that will have just the right amount in there.
Okay, very good. Use the right fertilizers. You don't need that extra.
Exactly. It's in every fertilizer I've ever seen, magnesium sulfate. So.
Okay, super. You mentioned the types of tomatoes that are good in this area. One of them, I think, was Joliet. Was the other one Camaro?
Camaro is a new one that I trialed this year. When we talk about types of tomatoes, some people think, only celebrity grows here. I have grown, hundreds of different types of tomatoes. I have success with all of them because I have good soil. Now, I don't like all of them. So it's really based on your flavor, what you like, what size tomatoes you like. So there's not just a one go-to tomato unless you just need a ton of tomatoes. Celebrity's a great high-yield producer. I don't find it to actually be the best flavor. I think Beefmaster and what were you saying? Arkansas Traveler is delicious.
Super tomato-y.
Yeah. So everybody has a different flavor, but I've had success with almost every tomato I've planted.
I will say I'm going to put Juliet on my every year planting list because I've really enjoyed it. It's a delicious, oh my gosh, so much tomato.
Fresh eating, good in salads. You can make sauces.
Right. Yeah. It's big enough for sauces. Yeah. So it's going to go on the list for sure. Hey, well, thanks so much, Woody, for the call.
Okay. Let me just get one more quick question.
Oh, great.
Before you mentioned the Juliet and the Camaro, she mentioned that she had this great crop of from a certain type of tomato she was using. Now, was that the Celebrity, the first one you mentioned? You said he had 100 of them or something?
No. That was actually the Juliet, and it's like thousands.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's dripping. Like, it's crazy.
That's your most prolific.
Oh, yes.
What you say. Okay, Juliet. Oh, dude, thank you very much. Very helpful.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you very much, Woody. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610.
The Arborgate has every plant, flower, and gift imaginable. Hi, I'm Beverly. One visit and you will see we're a premier destination for gardening enthusiasts. Our nursery is stocked with everything you'd expect to find, plus display gardens and dedicated rose and herb houses. The Arborgate is the only place you'll find that famous 1-2 punch, organic soil complete and organic blend plant food. Our two gift shops are overflowing with original art, gifts, and home decor. Take an ordinary journey to an extraordinary place. Visit us in Tomball or online at Arborgate.com.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Sherry, baby.
That's right. Sherry Hara is here with us. You know, Sherry Baby, I guess.
I love that I have my own song.
I know. It's pretty amazing. Yeah, we just had that recorded. It's brand new. We just got it done. Well, before we kind of keep going on this, I want to take a moment to talk about a wonderful shop for lots of gardening solutions. Southwest Fertilizer. So Southwest Fertilizer is this kind of like old-timey feel, very charming, been around since 1955 spot in Southwest Houston, actually in Houston, on Bissonnette Street, at Renwick, 5828 Bissonnette. And it is so cool. It's such an incredible selection of supplies. If you're looking for organic fertilizer, organic solutions for pests, whatever, if you want some traditional routes, they have an incredible selection of that. Incredible selection of seeds, garden seeds, flower seeds, all kind of seeds. Feed. They have a ton of different feeds, a ton of different fertilizers, a ton of different like foods for fertilizers. Their tool selection is literally a 90-foot wall of tools. Every type of tool. I promise you, you go in there and you'll see a tool that you haven't seen before and you'll be like, what is that for? Because, you know, it's like you're like, oh. And then they tell you and you're like, oh, that makes perfect sense. I need that. It's an awesome spot. In the back, they have a full-service mower and power tool space, so a really great brands of really the best brands, Steel, Toro, really great stuff back there, mowers, hedgers, blowers, pressure washers, and they can service your lawnmower. And I got to tell you, the time I was struggling with my lawnmower and then had it serviced, and it changed the game. I went from mowing in an hour to mowing in 30 minutes. Really helped a lot. Got me back to enjoying mowing the lawn, and that made everybody happy because the kids didn't have to mow as much. My lawn never looked wild. So they know what they're doing. They're dedicated to service, quality, and selection. And you get in there, and their friendly team is knowledgeable and helpful, and they're happy to help you solve your lawn and garden needs. They make a promise. If they don't have it, they'll help you find it. Be it birding supplies, pet foods, tons of stuff. So stop in and see Bob and his team at Southwest Fertilizer. No place quite like it. Incredible spot, Southwest Fertilizer. Check out their website, southwestfertilizer.com.
And we're here. We're ready to answer your questions. This is Sherry from Plants for All Seasons. Give us a call, 713-572-4610.
And some of you have heard the number and heard the call for calls. We're happy to answer your gardening questions, and we're going to keep doing that. Ralph, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Good morning. I like the plant for all season. Yes, sir. Well, I have a trouble with my pecan tree.
Mm-hmm.
But the ribworms this year are all over it, and I never had this trouble before, really. But is it anything I can do about that?
Yeah, it's been a warm time type of year because we've been wet and we didn't really have much of a winter. So how high up are the webworms?
I got the lower ones, but the tree is an old tree and it's way up there.
Yeah, I mean, there's things you can do. If you could get, and this is a simple thing, if you can get up there and open up the webworm canopy, if you can just bust that open, then you can get predators will be able to get in there. Or you can, if you can spray up that high, then you could spray like a BT or a spinosad type product. Do you have any insight for him, Danny? Other than that?
No, I mean, my mom had a bunch of different pecan trees on her land near Uvalde, and they were very tall, and they would have webworm problems pretty often.
Yeah.
And, you know, the extending pruning saw on a ladder was the best thing we could do, but, you know, I like nice tools, and I had a nice silky pruning saw that got up to about 25 feet.
Mm-hmm.
I get up on a ladder with that. I can reach a lot of the problems.
To open up the
the
tent, basically.
Yeah, and the big thing is that you just don't want them – you don't want them generationally repeating every single year. And so marking maybe on your on a phone calendar or a written calendar 3 weeks ago to do a preemptive BT spray up on there, and they – you know, you hit them – if you can do that kind of preemptive strike before they even build their nests, then you really won't get them for another few years. So that, you know,
break the cycle.
Yeah. It's hard to do it now because it's kind of like they're already protected.
Yeah.
But they're also not hurting your tree.
Yeah. So just try to open what you can and let the predatory wasps get in there and then spray spray next year.
Yeah. All you got to do is if you can get that one of the saws, just pull a jagged rip in it and man, they'll be gone soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, it's fine. I overdid my garden, and I got all that, so many different kinds. I'm leery about trying so many different kinds. It's a big garden. But I inherited two dogs, and so it keeps you busy, I tell you that.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
No doubt.
I love my dog, too, though, but then everything. Oh, all right, good talking with you.
Thanks, Ralph.
Thanks, Ralph. Good question there about the... bagworms,
yes.
They're rascals.
Yes.
And, dude, got to try that Juliet tomato. I mean, I think I'm going to be talking about it for the rest of my life
because
I was so
good.
Impressed. Ben, Russ, you're next. We're going to get back to you after this quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610.
Nature's Way Resources has provided rich, fertile soils, mulch, compost, and organic supplies to avid gardeners for over 20 years. Now you can grab a bag of the famous leaf mold compost, native mulch, and other organic products in your own neighborhood. Find out where by visiting natureswayresources.com, then select retail stores. natureswayresources.com, organic products for the safety of your children and pets. It's Nature's Way.
We believe gardening should be fun. The Home Show Garden Pros are here for you with advice and everything you need to be a better gardener.
Nature's Way Resources for quality soil, mulch, and compost. The key to healthy gardens, flowers, and lawns. Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. We're back June 8th, 713-572-4610. We'd love to answer your questions. We're here dishing out gardening advice. And Ben, you're on Home Show Garden Pros. What's your question for Sherry?
Yes, the first time I heard of a Camaro tomato, it sounded good. But I don't know where you have those, where they come from. And that Julia, I want to say, I think I've heard of that before.
What part of town do you live in?
Well, I'm over here in Liberty. We have a real good nursery. They call it Utopia.
Uh-huh.
They have really good good things there.
And okay.
A lot of things.
Yeah, but, so if you request Houston it from too. Them, sorry.
I go to Houston, too.
Yeah, so either go to your nursery and ask them whenever tomatoes are starting to come back in, and maybe they can put you on a list and call you when they find it. It was actually a Houston company that grew it for us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. So try that, and then if not, where's Liberty? Is that out I-10?
It's east. Yeah, it's east, but it's north of I-10.
So probably Buchanan's would be the closest to you. They will probably get it in as well.
Who?
Buchanan's?
It's in the Heights near downtown.
Yeah.
But if you're Utopia spot, if they've ordered stuff for you before, let them know how great it is, and they'll get it.
Yeah.
It's a big tomato, so it may not be a great fall tomato.
Yeah.
Because it's so huge.
But Juliet will be.
Yeah, it will.
Juliet, well, I want to try that one too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I Googled Camaro tomatoes and I asked that and it gave me Chevrolet Camaro.
Tomato red?
Yeah. That's funny.
I want my Camaro tomato red.
Yeah, this is the first year I've seen it available, so I had to try it and I've been very pleased.
I'm glad to hear about it. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye. Have a great day.
Thanks, Ben. 713-572-4610. I think the Camaro just made it through, not the Chevy, but the actual tomato, just made it through a bunch of food trials, like farm trials.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it was one of like the winners.
Okay.
So, and then it became, that's when it became a popular.
It's been a great producer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's it might be one of the ones that revolutionizes grocery store tomatoes as well, because a lot of those have gotten stale.
Yeah.
The for some reason, year after year after year, growing the same thing, you get less flavor every rendition. Now, it might be a soil problem too.
Yeah.
But the Camaro was one of the winners.
Yeah.
Okay. 713-572-4610. Love answering your calls. Russ, you are on Home Show Garden Pros.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was wondering, I just kind of got into gardening.
Nice.
What is a good type of vegetable to grow this time of year, like in the summer? Like, if I was to start it now.
So things that you can start now, and, you know, rules are made to be broken in Houston is what I always tell people.
Nice, yes.
There's some guidelines, like you can get on plantsforallseasons.com, and we have a veggie guide. What part of town are you in? Where are you?
I'm in Washington County.
Right. Oh, okay, so out west. So I always, like I say, rules are made to be broken. I can tell you I've done cucumbers through the summer, staggered from seed. You can do okra now. Eggplant, your summer squash, you can still do some summer squash with success. It's time to put your winter squash in.
I still have summer squash going, and tomatoes coming out of my ears, but my ball got in the garden and he kind of tore up most of my balls.
Yeah.
And I was wondering what I could start now. I have some watermelons and they're not flowering yet.
Yeah, my watermelon haven't started flowering yet either. They're just putting on the vines right now, so they should start. I noticed some buds starting to set.
Okay.
A few,
good,
you know,
thank you. Appreciate it.
Oh yeah, thank you, Russ. And we'll definitely explore the what to plant now.
Yeah.
That's really, thank you for the segue. Great segue, Russ. Great
right?
job. Because that's one thing I really want to explore with you is what to get in the garden now. First, yeah, that's maybe, and then we'll get onto like problems people are seeing
right
and pretty often, but there's the classics. I'll just get these before we take a break.
Mm-hmm.
The okras, the eggplants. If you haven't done peppers yet, it's still a good time to do peppers.
Uh-huh.
Usually you see a better fall yield for peppers, especially bigger peppers, so, but those are some of the obvious ones.
Yeah,
you know. And so maybe we'll explore some kind of cooler ones.
Okay,
after we take a quick break. This is Home Show Garden Pro. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, and we will be right back.
One of our customers recently brought in a handful of weed that was taking over his lawn. Hi, friends. Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I quickly recognized it as Virginia buttonweed and provided him with a couple of products and the advice to help him out. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come visit us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to fit every budget. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick, or find us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. This is Zach from Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. Today we have a ticketed event where you have to purchase a ticket, but Hilton Carter is going to be here signing his new book. Hilton Carter is a plant stylist, famous on Instagram for showcasing great indoor plants, and it's a big event, and it starts at 5:30 today. Here at Buchanan's, we've just rolled out a new soil that we think solves a lot of Houston issues. It's a perfect one-bag solution for amending that native Houston clay. You can mix it in with that clay, and it'll help with drainage. It'll help with the nutrient supply to that plant, and just in general, over time, improve your soil conditions. Stop by and pick up a bag of that. It also works great in containers. Has adequate drainage for that. Buchanan's is located very close to downtown in the Heights, right in the middle of Houston. Easy to get to from any area. Buchanan's is open 9 to 6 every day. Check out our website, buchanansplants.com, or find us on Instagram or Facebook. Phone number is 713-861-5702. And now, back to Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks, Zach. Buchanan's is going to be really cool this afternoon, right? I mean, 5:30, they're having the Hilton Carter.
That's going to be wonderful, yeah.
Yeah, very cool.
Such a, like, I'm not very good at indoor plants. But I want them. I love them.
Yeah.
So it's the kind of thing where it's like very exciting to think about using them as part of the decoration and not just like putting one in the corner because I want one in there.
Right.
So
right.
Pretty cool topic.
Very cool topic and healthy for you. Cleans your air.
Absolutely. That's a good call.
Awesome. Well, we're here to answer your questions. Give us a call, 713-572-4610.
That's well done. Well done. You got it right. I mean, that's the number. So, okay. I kind of said some of the obvious ones from the summer. You know, I took the easy part of the question of what to plant now. So, you know, what are some other things people maybe are forgetting or underrating about summer planting?
Okay, so vegetables that you can plant now?
Yeah, vegetables.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we were talking sweet potatoes.
Yeah. I think people get overwhelmed by those, but they can be such a great ground cover, right?
Yeah, beautiful. Spilling out of pots.
Right.
Or just a ground cover in full sun to part shade, because I know where mine are, they don't get full sun.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. And the leaves on those are edible, so that's like you have a green... You know,
which I've never done. I need to try.
Yeah, some of them they range from like basic starchy and sweet to kind of bright and herbal.
Okay.
Like there's a lot of different flavors.
Yeah.
Depending on the variety of sweet potato.
Okay.
So which is wild.
You know? And it's crazy because I have a bunching type of sweet potato, the Puerto Rico.
Okay.
Bunching, but it's very prolific.
Sure. Well,
like it's huge. So.
Yeah, I mean I like to do less gardening in the summer for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Heat, vacation, et cetera. And so I'll do a couple beds as okra and sweet potatoes just because it's like the okra will go up and the sweet potato will fill in around it. And it's kind of like mulching the bed also. Mm-hmm. So just all it needs at that point is watering and I don't need to harvest all the time. I can harvest leaves if I want to.
Yeah.
But I don't have to be out there quite as much tending and trimming and stuff like that.
Right, right. Okay, and then next.
Have you ever tried the Malabar spinach?
I have tried it, and it's actually kind of a weed. It's a beautiful weed.
Yeah, it grows very fast.
Very fast, yeah. And pretty amazing. You know, I had it in my garden, and I guess wind or birds moved the seed to the side of the garage.
It gets
almost no sun. And it went crazy.
That's awesome to know because there's not, you know, people that want to do shade vegetable gardening.
Yeah.
Not too many options. So.
There is, but there isn't. I mean, I am surprised at what does good in the shade.
Right.
So like I said, I'm nerdy and I like to do experiments. So I will put plants in the shade. Like my herb garden is almost completely shaded.
That's awesome.
And
that's
I have beautiful herbs.
Well, I mean, shaded gardens certainly are a lot easier to garden when it's hot.
Yeah.
Right. So much more pleasant to be out there doing stuff and to go spend time in it when it's not burning hot, you know?
Right.
So I think that's a really awesome kind of truth. And I sometimes think about the research on photosynthesis and summer heat.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's kind of like a depths of the ocean sort of thing. Like there's a lot we don't understand.
Right.
Human brain sort of thing. There's a lot we don't know yet. And are learning about really ambient light versus direct sunlight,
right.
Some of that stuff. Like if we have a 15-hour day, you know, in shade, how much light is really going to be there? And it might be the equivalent of a 6-hour full sun day.
Right.
So anyway, it's one of those things where it's awesome to push the envelope.
Well, yeah, like I said, rules are made to be broken.
They really are.
I have to break all of them.
Yeah.
That's just my nature.
Are fine, you know, like... Our rule number one in our house is don't die.
Yeah.
And
that's a good rule to
have. But, you know, applies to the garden too. And a lot of the plants don't listen very well. So this is a Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Danny here with Sherry Hara, the wonderful, the knowledgeable, the expert. And she is here to answer your gardening questions, 713-572-4610. And we'll be back in a flash for our second hour with Sherry.
Settlers, farmers, and gardeners. For over a century, they've depended on Wabash feed and grain for essentials. It's a place out of time. Farm critters, healthy plants, rescued pets, even handmade decor. There has been one recent change. Wabash moved. Not far, up Shepherd, just north of 610. We're still filled with healthful supplies and good advice for today's urban gardener. Yes, we're different. and that's good. Come explore a little bit of country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
Well, I appreciate your time. I enjoy listening to you every Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday mornings, it's the Sport of Home Improvement on Sports Radio 610.
The leaves kind of reddish and turned in funny directions.
The Home Show Garden Pros get you growing Saturday morning 7 till 9.
What makes a really good faucet?
Then Saturday and Sunday mornings, Tom Tynan helps you go from home improvement to-dos to done.
We're adding a room onto our house.
The Home Show Garden Pros. Home Show Radio. Weekends on Sports Radio 610.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.